Hello, and welcome to this special WNTI Town Hall here on WNTI, The Sound of Centenary. I'm John Del Rey, the director of WNTI, once again joining you via remote learning. We are all broadcasting today from our individual residences as we are not on campus. And joining me today are members of the WNTI DJ team. I'm also joined today by Alyssa Brown, who is the student program director here at WNTI. So I'm going to go ahead and just introduce Alyssa real quick. Alyssa, how are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. I haven't talked to you in a while. It's glad you could join us here. So how have you been?
I've been good. Struggling right now with all this quarantine stuff and college, but overall things are getting done.
That's good. So I know you've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, not only with WNTI, but with some other campus organizations as well. Can you kind of give us an update on how some of the organizations you are working with are doing with this remote learning and not being on campus?
Well, Leaders in Service has been doing a lot of different things. We've been working with a virtual Relay for Life. We had our virtual leadership awards ceremony on Tuesday. I was also honored there. Thank you very much. EOP is working really hard on keeping all their seniors on track. And I mean, I'm not really a part of that many organizations, but everybody's working really well.
All right, that's good. And I'm glad that you're staying safe. And I see that joining us today, actually, I just got my list here. It's Daniel's here, Gabriel's here, Lauren's here, Maggie's here. And Maggie is actually a graduating senior. So we're especially happy that she's joining us. So let me start off first with Gabby. With Maggie. So Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you, Joe?
I'm doing pretty good. It's just the final week of classes here, or as we are recording, this is the final week of classes. So just kind of getting things done as we are going to be airing this broadcast during the week of commencement. So you're looking forward to virtual commencement, I assume?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been setting up a Zoom call with my family across the world, from Hong Kong to Paris to California, to celebrate my graduation since we can't do it in person, and I'm excited to do that.
That's good to hear. So what is your degree going to be in, by the way?
My degree is going to be, my major is in history and my minor is in psychology. So it's going to be individualized studies.
Okay. Very good. And you're doing an internship, right?
Yes, I am doing an internship because I'm planning to go into radio. So I'm doing something completely different than what my degree is in. So I want to learn as much as I can since I don't have a large background in the field. So I don't want to just dive into a job and, you know, not be 100% prepared.
Right, exactly. So, Daniel, how are you doing?
Good. Yeah, it was just, my mic was muted there. So, doing good. Keeping busy. ShopRite's been keeping me busy, but I've also been keeping busy on the side. Working on some sketches, updating my YouTube channel, but everything else as well.
That's good to hear. And I assume that you got getting your classes all set up for next semester?
Yes, indeed, yes. Getting them prepared and whatnot. Still have to return my textbooks, though. I only have the one to...
Right, okay. Yeah. Gabriel, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Johnny. Yes.
So
keeping it in there. Yeah.
Yeah, hanging in there. So you're the only ones of the whole group that are living in New York City right now. So how's the city been since the last time we spoke?
Been all right. There have been more talks of reopening the city. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but we'll see what happens.
So Lauren, how are you doing?
I'm good. I was listening. I'm coloring and hoping that this meeting does not stay only 20 minutes. I wish it would go longer. Maybe we can make it longer. I'm not sure. But my birthday is Friday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I turned 21. but I'm not gonna drink alcohol. I don't like alcohol. I'm not an alcohol person. So my house is getting painted, and we're gonna have to spend next week in a hotel. So that means my birthday is gonna be in a hotel, and since it's quarantine, it's not really much I can do. So I'm finishing up some of my last exams and preparing the house to move, and that's about it. And getting ready to transfer to a whole other region of the country.
Right. Yeah, so it's a big change, and so we're sad to see you go.
I mean, I'm not sad to be leaving. I'm happy, but I am sad to be leaving you guys. I know that sounded really harsh, what I just said, but I'm not thrilled about leaving WNTI, but I'm thrilled about leaving the state of New Jersey itself. That's about it. So I never really adjusted. It was not a good thing for me. I never got over the culture shock. Each year it just got worse and worse. It's right. Not an easy thing to adjust to. Still after 10 years, like that's a big problem right there. When you've lived in a place for 10 years and you still can't adjust, it's time to move.
Yeah.
So.
Well, change is, change is, it's always a challenge, especially when you're moving. So.
I mean, it's not as much of a challenge because I'm moving back home and I know the area. And that's a good type of change. The Midwest is a good place. People are nicer and it's more low key. People here on the East Coast are kind of wound up because they're near New York and a lot of the major business port cities like Boston, Philadelphia. So that kind of adds to the craziness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's correct or not.
Well, you know, you're moving to Minnesota, so it's definitely going to be a lot different out there.
It's a lot low-key, a lot calmer. I get very wound up here living here. I get very, like, on edge.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be better.
Mm-hmm. So I see one of our seniors is joining us tonight. Halifa is here. Halifa, how are you?
I just joined in. It took me a while, but I'm here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Halifa. So how have you been?
Pretty good. I did the presentation for WNTI for my class, and I'm just going to text the professor to see what my grade is, but he liked it a lot.
Excellent. That's good to hear. You're graduating on May 9th. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, more or less. I'm looking forward to it.
So what's your degree going to be in, by the way?
Communication and film studies.
An internship lined up, or you actually been? You have had an internship.
Yes, I did. I will look for more opportunities during this time. Obviously, you know, the current events, you know, might be harder, but you know, we'll try to find something.
Okay. So, I wanted to pass out to especially to our graduating seniors. Obviously, you're graduating. In very different times, in a entirely new normal. Who knows how long this new normal is going to last? But I'll start with you, Halifa. So what do you think are going to be the challenges for yourself once you graduate and as you start your professional career?
Well, mostly when it comes to what I'm doing in my field, it will be very difficult to start doing regular, like, on-set shooting scenes for videos or promotional things, commercials, whatever it be. You know, it'll be really difficult to do those type of things, but there are ways we can utilize other methods, which is just, like, stock footage, and also, like, you can gather in, like, small groups. Even if they do have small groups, the sets will be way smaller now, and people will be very adamant about hygiene when it comes to sets, because usually that's the case when it comes to filming in general, but now it's going to be way more apparent. And for me personally, there'll be a lot of emphasis on editing and video creation at home. So that is a plus for me because I can improve my editing skills. But at the same time, it kind of takes me away from the experience of shooting scenes and doing anything with camera on set, because it kind of, you know, takes away the feel of that. But yeah, it might be some opportunities, but then it's going to be a little bit challenging down the line. But yeah.
Okay, so what about you, Maggie? Maggie, you there? Okay, so it looks like we're having a little technical problem, but we'll get back to Maggie in just a little bit. So I just kind of wanted to pass along a question along to everyone. So what are you guys going to be doing over the summer? Are you going to be kind of staying close to home? Even if they do lift the restrictions, are you going to try to maybe go somewhere different? Or what are you guys thinking of doing?
I'm probably going to try and get out and travel around. I live about 40 minutes from the border of New York State, and I really like New York State, so I'm going to try and get as many trips as I can in to New York State and Pennsylvania, because I don't go there very often. And right. Then once I'm done with that, I'm going to leave.
All right. Anybody else?
I'm going to try to look for, like, work, maybe an internship, but that's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. And hopefully when restrictions get raised, I get to travel somewhere nice, because I like to travel as a vacation, so, but over the summer.
But all right.
I want to get a job first.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what job you want, or?
I have some, like, a simple part-time job, like, working at there's one place called a food cart. I don't know if anyone heard about that, but it's like, it basically is a company that sends like fresh ingredients to people at their doorstep, and that's being used a lot right now, obviously. So I feel like that would be a good part-time job to have. My brother's working for them, and he says it's really good. So I may go to them, and in terms of like internship somewhere, working in like, I'm in New York, so there's tons of different internship opportunities. Usually, right. Usually, but with what's going on, it's been hard.
Let's hear from anybody else. So, Alyssa, what are you thinking of doing?
Staying the heck away from Florida.
Yeah, so anybody else? Daniel, what are you thinking of doing?
Well, over the summer, it's hard to say, but I guess just keep doing what I'm doing. I mean, I still have my part-time job at ShopRite, you know, so I still have to do the best, stand strong, and help out with the little work I do. But I'm probably going to focus a little more on my YouTube channel, maybe get some more videos released, because now I'll probably have more free time to do that with classes being over.
Right. So do you want to tell us more about, you want to share with us your YouTube channel?
Sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that would be interesting to talk about. It's more like I just review interesting topics that I like. I review games. I review I've only made three videos so far, an introductory video, a game review, and a movie review on the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. It was pretty good. But it was 7 out of 10 at best. Very good. Very positive. Maybe 8 out of 10. But I was working on one now, but again, with finals coming up, I had to study hard on that. But now that's wrapped up, I can finish up my video and get that released.
Excellent. Well, you know, keep us posted on that. And
also going to talk a little bit about the Final Fantasy VII remake game too on my channel next after that. Don't know if anyone's played it. It's pretty good. Not going to spoil it, but it's they've extended the story.
All right. Very good. So. Yeah, so basically, so we have with us, again, you're listening to a special WNTI Town Hall meeting on WNTI, The Sound of Centenary. We're airing this the couple of days before commencement. And I guess one question I want to pass on to the group is, we are living in uncertain times, and this is something that none of us have experienced. The question I want to pass on to the entire group is, are you optimistic about the future that we will overcome this and lead to better lives? I mean, what is your sentiment? And And the question I really pose is for those who are returning back to Centenary in the fall. How do you see yourself on campus?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be something that's going to be resolved overnight, as we've heard in the past, for the past few months, so as since it's been released. It's just going to take some extra time. I mean, they'll probably have better control over it by the time September rolls around, but we will, at Mediocre, we'll probably still be attending online classes, so there's that. But it will be resolved, just not as soon as we figure it would. But I guess, like I said, we'll just have to adapt further to online learning. And maybe it'll be a good push forward for that, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. When this whole thing is when coronavirus has all gone away and stuff, I feel like the stuff we've practiced or learned a lot during the time, this time currently, like heavily putting more focus on like hygiene and doing more online learning and online calls and stuff. A lot of that will carry over to once this pandemic is over, I feel, into our daily lives more often.
I mean, it will be difficult. I mean, if by some miracle it does get resolved and we do go back into school, the physical building wise, it's still going to be a strange adjustment after taking such a long break too. You're going to have to get back into that routine of actually, you know, getting dressed in collared shirts and just actually going out in public again socially. So it's just going to be interesting. Weird little adjustment per se. If that makes any sense. It's like, you know, like taking a long break and then just coming back. It'll feel a little strange. But that's, again, of course, if it's resolved almost immediately by the time school starts again.
I'm supposed to start school in a whole new state, so I hope it opens up so I can actually attend that actual school in person and not online. So, also, I think other states like Minnesota, Oklahoma, and I think even Florida, states that don't have as much of a involvement in the virus with as many cases, like the states I mentioned, they're already opening up. So things are already starting to open up, but it's going to be a slow progression over the next couple of weeks, I think. So I think around this time next month, we'll be okay. Not completely out of the blue, but we'll be okay. And that's what my mom says. So I trust her.
Okay. Maggie, what do you think?
I mean, I'm not only going into the job market, I'm hoping to get into the housing market as well and look for my own place and start my, well, quote-unquote, real life as an adult, full adult. And that's scary to think what the housing kind of will look like and if people will be scared to do that or, yeah, so there's definitely a lot of, you know, I want to do an internship at a radio station and hopefully social distancing, you know, because it's very hands-on. And so I'm hoping I'll be able to do that. And I'm staying optimistic. But it's kind of hard to deal with all the conflicting news out there. So that's kind of what I'm dealing with. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm still setting up interviews. I'm still kind of just trying to set up as much as I can. But everything is kind of just up in the air right now for me. Like, I can't go back to college. I've got to start my life.
No, I hear you there, Maggie. It's especially the housing market. Who knows what that's going to be like?
I mean,
in just a couple of weeks.
The housing market is fine for my family because one of my mom's close friends is a realtor, and we've been able to have people come into our house and check it out and decorate it and paint it. So we've been okay. It's not substantially impacted.
Okay. Alyssa, what do you think?
First off, congratulations. I wish you a safe journey. Second, I'm sorry, it was a lot. I was still trying to process everything.
Oh, yeah. Maggie, Alyssa, your mic went off.
Oh, it's been glitching because of the rain.
You have to start that thought over.
Well, I didn't really say anything. I said other than the fact that I'm still processing everything.
Okay. You gotta love this remote technology that we're using.
It's a work in progress.
No, I hear you. It's who knows what the future. I know, Alyssa. We're going back in the fall. I mean, who knows what's going to be like in the radio station for us?
I know I'm going to have to do a lot of typing. But Warren, the only thing I can tell you is, listening to your concerns, you know what you need to do in terms of social distancing, making sure everything around you is sanitized. You know exactly what needs to be done. That's the only thing you really do at this point, and hope that others are following suit.
That's a good point.
So just be cautious is all I could tell you.
I mean, I don't really leave my house very much, so I'm already cautious. It's still raining.
Yeah, nothing's really changed in my environment or atmosphere. So, yeah, I'm used to not really going out as much, so not really a big game changer to me anyway. But still, still very different situation.
I mean, you work at a grocery store, so you have a different world than all of us. You're actually on the front lines at a grocery store working with other people surrounded by food.
I mean, I wouldn't really say the front lines per se. I mean, just got to do what I got to do. I mean, we are running out of a few things, but we always refill the next day, if that makes any sense. So
that's America.
Yes.
Get back to work.
Although, strangely enough, the Stop and Shop next door is completely empty. They have a lot of food, but nobody really goes in it that much. So that's weird.
Oh, that sucks. I would go on that Stop and Shop.
I mean, I'm not trying to sell out ShopRite or anything, but they don't really have Boar's Head meats. So you ever see that commercial, Where's the Beef?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's interesting, Daniel, because I was actually working at, I actually went to Aldi today, which is your competitor. I went to a local Aldi, and mm-hmm. I'm still getting used to the fact that there's a plexiglass between the cashier and the checkout lane.
They've set those up, yes.
I don't know if I'll ever get used to that, because it just seems, you know, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to the bank.
That's weird.
Well, it's fine. I mean, social distancing has been a norm even before the virus, if that makes sense. A lot of people keep their distance either way. And I think it's more sanitary when you think about it. So maybe they should have set these up even before, because, I mean, it's like sneeze guard, but you're working, you know, because germs spread. So I'm just surprised they didn't set up before. But, yeah. I mean, my aunt doesn't really. She used to go to ShopRite a lot, but now she doesn't because she doesn't, you know, trust the big crowd. So, like you, she goes to like third party small little mini marts for grocery shopping just because she doesn't want to risk going into like a big crowded place like ShopRite. So,
yeah. I've actually been kind of doing the same thing. I've been going to smaller stores just
because. The problem,
though,
is that. They do raise the prices, though, because they're taking advantage of the situation now. They know that, and ShopRite doesn't really do that, though. We do still have sales on certain fruits and vegetables. We actually have the corn in now. It's corn season. And watermelon.
Ooh, corn.
ShopRite's been pretty good
local
so far.
Yeah, we've been stable. We've had to close earlier, and we're now closing at 8 o'clock at night. So we used to open till 10. Now we're closing at 8. So, I mean, it does give us time to, you know, clean up everything and sanitize each and every nook and cranny. They've actually been training us again to work at ShopRite from home because there's actually a wait list now to be on ShopRite from home. That's how busy it is.
I saw every time I want to do ShopRite from home because I'm immune compromised. I have to go in. I have to actually go into the supermarket, which is ridiculous.
I know. It's because we only have like that I'm not sure which shop you go to. I work at the one in Greenwich, but even ours, it's we only have like a small corner space for the shop right from home, so we aren't really a fully automated online thing like Amazon would be. But no, it's I mean, we try to do both. We try to manage the store. We also try to manage the shop from home section. So we all alternate. Some days I work in produce. Other days I work in ShopRite from home. It's, yeah. And there are situations like where we do run out, then we have to alternate the items, and they don't like that anyway, and they just say, forget it, we don't want it, period. So.
What is ShopRite from home?
Well, basically, again, you just, you know, place an order online, and you can either have it A, delivered to your home, or you can come pick it up, all your grocery items.
I actually worked at ShopRite from home at ShopRite in my town, Chester, for a short time, and it was crazy. It's a lot of work.
It is, yes. It's gotta maintain order. Managers are always walking around the floors, so gotta keep busy. And again, now, like I said, with the new rule, you gotta wear masks, you gotta wear gloves, and now there's check-ins even for the employees. They have to get like their temperatures read to see if we're running a fever or showing any symptoms. So even now, we have to go through check-throughs too before we punch in.
I think that's good, though. I mean, not a lot of places can have that kind of, like, can boast that.
I think it's good. It's not too distracting. It's fine, as long as it, you know, it gets me to punch in on time, not running any lateness or anything, then it's fine. No skin off my nose. I'm not sure if anyone else is noticing, but about that, the meat manufacturing plants, how they've been protesting, they need more sanctions and precautions put in place for the survivors too. So there might be a meat shortage in the next coming weeks.
Yeah, I saw that.
And not many people know this, it may come as a surprise, but I am a carnivore. I need meat. I need chicken. I need turkey. not really ham though, that's weird. Although I will eat a hot dog.
I just had chicken for dinner, so.
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned the meat shortage, Daniel, because again, as I mentioned, I shop at Aldi today, and I went and there was 5 packages of, it was either chicken breasts or chicken thighs. So I called my wife and I said, what do you want? She's like, well, which one's, you know, this price? I said, well, get the chicken thighs. Okay. I grab one package. There's other people in the store. I walk away. And about 5 minutes later, I'm like, well, let me just go check to see if I can get a bigger package. So I walk back and it was picked clean.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. We couldn't find any chicken.
In a span of 5 minutes.
Yep.
So I considered myself the lucky one, but there was plenty of hot dogs.
Aww.
Hot dogs.
So there's plenty of hot dogs and kielbasa, so it's really weird. And maybe we'll have to resort to spam.
Oh my God, I have like spam. Spam is good.
Well, I mean, that's like a default meat. It's like,
yeah.
So, I mean, unless, of course, this is the generation that finally, you know, embraces and accepts the alternative meat choice of that, you know, fake meat where it's like manufactured vegetables grounded up to look like meat.
Ew, I had a Beyond Meat burger, which wasn't actually that bad.
No, it was really good. I like Beyond Meat.
It ain't real meat. It ain't natural.
Well, it's made from natural stuff.
Yes, but it's not natural meaty stuff now, is it? I mean,
no. Vegetables can be described as meaty.
I mean, sure, that does have iron and spinach.
Potatoes,
yeah.
Are potatoes vegetables?
Yeah, but it's more of a starch, so you're not really
then they're meaty.
Full health from a potato. So
what about a sweet potato or a yam?
Yams and sweet potatoes are actually kind of healthy.
They're pretty much the same, a yam and sweet potato. A lot of people
actually ask, they're not. Look it up. Ooh.
The boxes they come in are pros. Excuse me, sir, where are the sweet potatoes? They're right over here. That says yams. They're the same thing.
Yeah, in supermarkets in the States, yeah, they basically are.
Well, you know, this conversation's just gotten mashed up, you know?
I'm sorry.
Speaking of potatoes.
Potato.
I like Daniel's impersonation. It's the same thing.
I've learned so much about food in the past 10 minutes. It's ridiculous.
You know what keeps my sanity? A nice, when I do go on my breaks on ShopRite, I have a little sketchbook in my locker, so I've been doing a lot of sketching lately. So that's been keeping me in my
movies. That's interesting. So that's a question to the group. So what have you been, and this may be one of the final questions we'll do, what other activities have you been doing to kind of keep your sanity in check?
Coloring, watching a lot of Netflix, going for walks, playing basketball, playing with my pets, and writing scripts.
Ooh, scripts, that's good. Maybe we could check it out. Maybe we'll animate a little story on my YouTube channel for that.
They're not the scripts you think, but okay.
I just listened to pop punk music all day today.
I can see Maggie listening to pop punk.
Pop punk rock.
I said that weirdly.
Yeah, I just sat in my like big chair swing thing and just listened to music.
That's good too. Put on a pair of headphones, listen to your favorite soundtracks.
I just had it loud.
I feel like nobody in my house owns a pair of headphones because they just, you know, play the music loud all over. It's
that's my house too. Or in my house we can't find headphones.
My mother plays country music, my dad plays classic rock.
Ooh.
And
same in my house.
And my brother just turns up his video game music. I can hear it from the basement here, and I'm on and I'm in the second floor. So
yeah, from a director's perspective, my wife and I have just been watching a lot of Amazon Prime. Also, I've just been finding cleaning certain things.
I've been on that sanity CBS, straight. So, plus,
also I've dug into all my. There's this British cartoon that was in the 80s that I loved as a kid, and I bought all the DVDs years ago, but I haven't watched them. It's such a long time. It's a series called Danger Mouse.
I think I know the series.
Yeah, it's just a very kind of bad 80s animation, but they're all characters with British accents. It's about a mouse who's a secret agent. But the thing is, all the animals are small animals, and they're all part of the Secret Service, but yet their humans are in charge of Parliament. It's really bizarre. And the and the toad is, there's a toad that is the evil doer, the Dr. Evil of.
Oh, Flushed Away, the toad, yeah.
Oh, I love that movie, Flushed Away.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it had both Wolverine and Magneto as
I love Flushed Away.
So who else wants to chime in? So, Khalifa, what have you been doing to keep yourself sane?
Just playing video games, pretty much, and watching movies. Those two things I've been doing to keep my sanity up. It's something I've always been doing since college. You know, it's always something I do in between homework. Pretty much keep me very peaceful, you know?
Yeah. And, Gabe, what about you?
Yeah, that's the same. Play a lot of video games and watch movies. But I also...
He's 19. That's so cool.
Sometimes go on short walks. Not every day, though, because I want to be healthy. want to be safe. But...
Yeah. I agree with you. We all want to stay healthy and safe. All right, so we're going to kind of wrap things up here. I think what I would like to do is I would like to maybe have each one of you just say kind of a few words of encouragement maybe to our audience and to the world, and some advice you have for our centenary community. And I think I'm going to kick things off by having our seniors start. So, Khalifa, what advice would you like to offer to not only to your fellow graduates, but maybe to your the members of the centenary community who are maybe coming back in the fall? What advice would you like to offer to them?
For graduates, I think I said this in a group chat where it was class of 2020, and there was a big argument about commencement and what's going to happen. I think I said one thing in that chat, and that was, you know, the goal is to get out the class. That's really the whole goal. You know, there's no commencement, or we don't really know yet, quote unquote. We just have a virtual one, but, you know, that was the argument. And it was just not really the satisfaction of that they really wanted, you know. But ultimately, you know, I said that, you know, in earnest, because that's really what we came here for, is to have a education better career. But, ultimately, for people who are coming back, for certainly who are not seniors, I would just say, just to, you know, be optimistic and don't really feel fear certain things that you think, oh, there's too many people here. Well, just try to be a little more cautious and humble with what you have and be grateful for it, because sometimes there's going to be days in which where you have to pull stuff in. That's kind of going to be how it is just for a little bit. And really, as long as we have a positive head during this time and are very well aware of our circumstances and we still make the best of it, then we can achieve anything. So, yeah.
Okay. Maggie, you want us out for a few words?
Yeah, definitely make every second count when you're in college. Don't take anything for granted, and it's definitely going to all pay off even when you think you're doing off. And just don't be so hard on yourself. And when you all get back, it's going to be amazing. And it's not going to be the way it used to be. I don't think anything is, but maybe that means it'll be better too. Kind of all I have to say.
Yeah, great.
I feel bad. I missed the question again because I had to let my dog out. She's really bad. She keeps bothering me.
The question I offered to the group, Lauren, was just if you could offer any advice to the Centenary community and to the Royal community, you know, what would you offer?
I mean, keep up your grades and get your work done. That's about it. Take your academics very seriously. That's about it.
Okay. Gabe?
Well, that and trying to have at least one or two really good close friends.
Very good. Gabe? Gabriel?
Yeah, so I say just to hang in there, do your best. It's, especially now, it's going to get pretty crazy, but everything, just know that I think everything will be fine. You got to have that optimistic attitude.
I agree with both of them. Just make good friends, study hard, but, also, have fun. School's not just about studying. It's also about finding what you really enjoy and just following your path in life. That's all. I mean, do what you want to do. Don't let anyone else tell you any differently.
No, I totally agree with you on that. And Alyssa, I'll let you have the last word.
Thank you. So my advice to everyone is to just keep your will strong. Find some coping mechanisms that can get you through the days. And seriously, if you feel like something's not right with anything going on, call a hotline. Do what you have to do for yourself. We're in isolation now. It's the time to figure ourselves out and what needs to be done. I wish everybody a safe summer. I hope everybody here stays safe and stays healthy. And thank you to all our seniors. You guys really made my experience with WNTI amazing. It's going to be a shame losing all of you. Thank you, Halifa, Maggie, Lauren. Everything you guys have done in terms of guiding me as student director has been really helpful in my growth. And that's about it.
Well said, Alyssa. Well said. And I'm going to... my advice to everyone, especially to our graduating seniors, is take life one step at a time. There are going to be a lot of things that are going to be happening to you in the next couple of months, next couple of years, but take one step at a time and remember to breathe. Think about your mental health in your daily life. As you get older, it's going to play a really important part in your success. So just take things one day at a time. Take things one step at a time. And I also want to offer something to the group. A couple of months ago, I had a chance to give a speech, and I was trying to look for an inspirational quote. And I don't know if you guys remember, there was the 1980 U.S. men's Olympic hockey team, the famous Miracle on Ice. Yes. So the quote I have is from Coach Herb Brooks, the late Coach Herb Brooks. And
I love that story.
So to quote Coach Brooks, he said, quote, "Be better than you are. Set a goal that seems unattainable. And when you reach that goal, set another one even higher."
Love that story.
So that's to our graduating seniors. I offer my congratulations on behalf of WNTI and wish you all the best, not only to our graduates, Halifa and Maggie, but to Callie, to Kaylin, to Katie. We're going to miss you. You're always welcome back to WNTI at any time. And to Gabby. Can't forget about Gabby. And I'm really going to miss you guys. And to Gabriel, Daniel, and Alyssa, I'm looking forward to having you back on campus in the fall. And whatever campus looks like, we will take it one step at a time. But we are going to make it, I believe we're really going to make it a really great radio station and club at Centenary University.
Ditto. Even if we are wearing one of those fancy Air 51 style quarantine masks.
Yeah. And to Lauren, good luck on the rest of your journey. Thank you guys for joining me on this broadcast. This has been a special WNTI Town Hall. I'm John Del Rey, the director of WNTI. Congratulations to the class of 2020, and I will see you all in the fall. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.